Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, June 6, 2024, and here we go, people, just as we expected, and we have so much to talk about. Pre-market report. So, the European Central Bank has just cut rates following what the Canadian Central Bank just did, and the setup here, people, is honestly, it's a beautiful thing because you and I have again called this. And, you know, look, as I said yesterday, we have this down because we are paying attention. And that means we have power, power to control our own freaking destinies. Now, so with the European Central Bank now cutting rates, just in case you had even the slightest doubt at all, because I know what's going on here. You got this YouTuber telling you no, another freaking YouTuber telling you something else. Ignore most of this stuff. These are not market people. A lot of these so-called experts on the market have been saying there's not going to be rate cuts. Well, they are coming. And again, the reasons for this are so in our face. It's just not even funny. The issue with regard to inflation, okay, let's talk about the European Central Bank. They just cut rates in the face of soaring inflation. Doesn't matter. Again, the goal here of the central banks is just one thing, and that is to continue to inflate and destroy the world economy along with an entire class of people. And that's exactly what's going on here. And I have to read something to you in just a moment. You're not even going to believe. And we got some other information from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You're also not going to believe. I guess you will if you follow this blog. But anyway, so the issue of rising inflation, it's not going to stop. It's not meant to stop. Period, the freaking end. And again, look, the mechanism behind this is, it's again so obvious. We are being attacked by these institutions collectively, and we have no recourse other than to take the opposite side of the trade and understand what's going on. Meaning, if we realize what's actually happening, that central banks are going to continue to inflate and create cash out of nothing and buy debt with soaring debts and deficits and interest on the debt and money and cash for war and everything else, which is massively currency negative, what do you want to do about it? Are you going to sit here and suck your thumb in some corner here? Or are you going to do something and take action? Again, we have been so far ahead of the curve on this. We're betting against the debt, becoming our own central bank, staying long the market. Again, this, what's happening now, as I covered yesterday, we are about to see dramatic effects in this market move forward. Yesterday, a record high with regard to the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ on the back of just what the Canadian Central Bank did. Now, we got the European Central Bank jumping in here, cutting rates. You and I knew this was coming, just like the Fed. This is a lock, okay? All this means is more easy money for the market. The illusion of the market will be maintained. This is a presidential selection cycle. There will be no election. There is not going to be one. For those of you that keep writing to me about it, you have no idea the bombardment of email I get. Greg, you're wrong on this. And Greg, maybe you're right on that. Look, you're all entitled to your own opinion on all of this stuff here. But for those of you, seriously, that did you not learn anything already from the political system, what happened the last time here in the United States? This is not an election this year. This is a selection here. And as we discussed yesterday, what are these freaks doing? And I'm referring to the freak Biden and the freak Trump, who are going behind closed doors to the CEOs of these, the Wall Street super banks and the Wall Street corporate agenda here, making sure it gets fulfilled. And who's going to pay for it? You are. That should anger you. It really should. Behind closed doors meetings, we're not supposed to know. We're supposed to trust that these people have our backs. They don't. Okay? You and I have each other's backs. Period. Now, speaking of that, so this is an interesting piece of news. And I want to give a shout out here, I believe it or not, to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So this is this morning. Are you ready? The payroll data, listen to the wording here, is not as robust as is being reported. So what are they saying? It's fake news, okay? Even though, again, we just got a big miss with regard to job creation. And it's just an incredible thing. But again, the data is fake. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. It's all fake. It's all propaganda. And you and I, we talked about this again the last year, how this was going to get. And let me tell you something else with regard to the propaganda. With the market now realizing more easy money is coming, which is going to prop up the stock market, they're going to use that as a weapon to try to convince people that the economy is strong. This is what they always do. The economy is in collapse around the world. And European central banks got us by the throat and by the testicles. You see, I can't say balls, but I can say testicles, okay? So again, record high in this market yesterday. We'll see what happens today. Are we going to hit a new record or are we going to pull back a little bit? Look, here's where the key lies right here. And I've been telling you this for the longest time. This is the risk in the market, the MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, free to you, free to everybody. Link in the description of this video. This trend has been broken. There's no doubt about it in my view. Especially now with the ECB, we'll see what the Fed's going to do. If risk drops here, what do you think is going to happen? You think cash is just going to go hide away somewhere? Or is it going to go through the door that is being opened deliberately by central banks to prop up the stock market? Because that's exactly where it's going to go. And again, consider what I'm saying. Now that we heard from the European Central Bank, Canadian Central Bank yesterday, Swiss National Bank a couple months back, what does that mean? It means central banks have to create this cash out of nothing, get into the market and buy the debt, which is, again, what they do is they issue debt through one door, that is the currency, and then buy it back through another. Massively inflationary. Massively currency purchasing power negative. So that means your life is about to get even harder, although the 1 in 2% is going to be loving life as the stock market gets propped up. But again, there's more opportunity here, not only just to stay long the market. And I just added to my JEPQ position yesterday, and I announced this publicly. You all know that. I put it out in my newsletter. Again, free to everybody. Link in the description of this video. Excuse me, these freaking allergies are killing me. It also means that we're going to see the suppression of commodity prices. Although commodities are getting a bit higher this morning along with Bitcoin, people, the spots to be in here to take advantage of what's coming are so, again, in our face. We need to stay long the stock market for now, period. We'll see what happens after the presidential selection. We need to acquire commodities on a massive scale, especially this one, silver. You know that. Copper too. I'm telling you, copper, gold, platinum, palladium. The dips in crude oil are a godsend in my view as well. So again, we have a strategy. We have a plan. We know what we're doing and we know why we're doing it. So again, I want to recap real quick. There's this Bureau of Labor Statistics. The data is not as robust as being reported. So they're telling us it's fake. Now, I want to read this to you. Well, we just talked about this. The ECB cuts rate despite inflation concern. Inflation continues to rise, but they're cutting rates. Same thing's going to happen here with the Fed. Now, this is, look at this poor, this is the American people and the people around the world who are being debt burdened. Who issues all the debt? Well, of course, it's the central banks. But let me read this to you. This is an incredible little piece of information by the Associated Press here. Are you ready for this one? And now, this is not going to surprise you if you follow this blog, because you and I have called this again to the letter. Associated Press, global public debt rose to a record $97 trillion last year. The UN Trade and Development so-and-so organization said the value of money owed by governments rose by $5.6 trillion from 2022. In its report entitled A World of Debt, the agency said high interest payments are outstripping growth. Duh. UN Trade and Development also said, this is an amazing wording here. This is, can you see that? This is a cascading crisis. So obviously we know we're in a crisis. Now the word cascading is a beautiful a beautiful play on words here, and it's actually completely true. It's a cascading crisis. The sluggish and even uneven performance of the global economies underpinned the rapid increase of global public debt. The United States according to this report, has led the world by piling on more public debt than any other nation on earth, followed by China and then Japan. Imagine our shock here, people. Imagine our shock. Again, do you really believe that's by accident? That this is a comedy of errors that got us here? No, we are being enslaved. You know that. So you must take action, meaning bet against the debt, become your own central bank, stay long the market right now, acquire commodities. We got to fight back with what with the weapons that we have. You understand? If you're looking, hoping, praying that some figurehead is going to be put behind the resolute desk here that's going to save you, well, you already know that's not going to happen. Trump has already told you what he's going to do if he's reselected. Devalue the currency. Allow central banks to keep rates suppressed even more. Inflate the stock market. Much higher inflation. Currency devaluation. Biden, the man's demented, so he has no idea what he's doing, but he's going to follow whatever script they tell him to do. You understand? You can't win. We can't win unless we fight back with the weapons that we have been given. You understand? And that means coming together as a people here. Forget the right wing, left wing, okay? Two wings of the same bird? Sorry. There's no saving grace here for you. The economic free fall, they're all going to play into it here. Even Trump, Biden, all of them. And it's not going to save you. You understand? You have to save yourself. We got to come together as a people. Like I always tell you every Friday, love each other, care about each other, be charitable, number one. And then again, use what we have. Understanding where the markets are going is, and where the world economy is going, where the people are going. This is a deconstruction of the current system, only for them to issue in a new one. And you know what I'm telling you, because I've been telling you for 1,000 years, it seems, okay? You got this. We got this covered from every freaking angle you can imagine, and then some. We can't be beaten. We can't be beaten because we are way, way, way smarter than them. We know what they want. We have their playbook, people. How do I say this another way? We have their playbook, which means we can't be beaten. We are taking the appropriate action. You understand? All right, look. I'm going to let you all go. We will talk. I want to hear from you on all this stuff. The fake data, the BLS reporting that a fake data, the European Central Bank cutting rates. A lot of you didn't believe this was going to happen. I don't know what it's going to take to convince some of you that the Fed is going to follow suit. Ignore anyone telling you the opposite because they don't know what they're talking about. I'm sorry to tell you that. And unfortunately, this is from some people that I kind of respected. Maybe in the past, feeding you false information here. And I hate that, okay? Because these people, they don't understand the markets. They don't understand what's going on here. Maybe they're trying to deceive you some other way, but I hate it. It's too easy to see what's going on and why. All right, anyway. With that said, I got your back always, and you can count on that, all right? Love you a lot. I will see all of you later for the live stream, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern, okay? And we got this, people. I hope to see you later. Until we meet again, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.